What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Oh my gosh, I did not even know that it was like 10 o'clock at night. I did not know because when I got off the phone, it was like 8:30 and I'm like, I'm about to go to bed. But I was just sitting up here looking at reels on Instagram. Like, I ain't got to get up and go to work in the morning. But anyway, on my way to work this morning, I was listening to Steve Harvey, the Steve Harvey Show. And so they was talking about the comment that Phil Jackson made and about him not watching basketball and stuff like that. And so his comments was like real suspect, for real. But when I say Steve Harvey went in on Phil Jackson, like, he totally went in. And I'm not even mad at him because everything he said was true. Like, I'm not going to repeat what he said and stuff, but I'm just saying that Phil Jackson, he really should have, like, really thought about what he wanted to say. You know what I mean? Because he really sounded like he was undercover racist all the time he was coaching basketball. And now it's just, like, coming out because, you know, he ain't coaching basketball no more. And then there was a point where he was talking about how his kids was talking about and laughing about the equality, the justice, and all of that kind of stuff that they had, the basketball players had on their shirts back during COVID and back during, you know, the height of when, you know, it was some real movement supposed to be going on about Black lives and just really trying to get some justice for some of the injustice that was taking place back then. And instead of Phil, like, really talking to his grandkids and teaching them and giving them knowledge, he just went along with that crap. Like it was cool. Like, it was okay. And it really was not. Like, what they were thinking was facts. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wait a minute. Like, dude, you know, educate. And just like Steve Harvey said, he was just like, we have to educate, you know, because kids are not racist when they are born. They are taught to be racist, you know. And I really had to sit back and think about that because, you know, that is true. Because when I sit here and I think about how I'm just terrified of bugs, I put that on my son. Like, he'd be like, I'm gonna kill it for you, but, you know, I don't really do bugs, you know what I'm saying? And I just ain't gonna kill it. But we pass down all of those things to our children. And it's up to us to educate our kids. And as an educator, I'm just going to say I agree wholeheartedly with Steve. I felt like he was talking facts. He was on point with his comments. And I know a lot of people probably will not like his comments. And I'm sure that people didn't like the fact that Phil Jackson said, when the players had on justice, equality, and all that kind of stuff, it was a turnoff. You know what I'm saying? I know people didn't like that, and I know that there were some people that supported that. Regardless, it just made me think about how they're banning books. You know, they don't want to really talk about critical race theory, CRT. They just don't want to have the knowledge of the African American people. And I really think that that is crazy because we carried them on our backs, you know, and we did so much. We fought in war and still couldn't come and sit at the table. You know what I mean? And you don't want to talk about that? Like, educate these people. When I promise you, when I taught American history, I made it a point to talk about African American history to my students because I worked in a predominantly Black district. So I wanted them to know about, you know, African American history. I took a whole class just to make sure that I had some good knowledge that I was going to give to the students that I was teaching. And I will say, my students was like, we wish some of the students that would come into my class that didn't belong, but I would still keep teaching. They were just like, we wish we had you because you actually teach. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that it's up to us to educate our people. It's up to us to educate the people that are ignorant to the history of Black Americans. You know, and it's just, it baffles me that when you have the opportunity to impart knowledge, it's like you freeze up because you don't know what people gonna think. But not this girl right here. I be running my mouth and I let people know at work, you know what I'm saying, because that's just who I am. But anyway, I just had to come out here and say that, because when I was on my way to work, I was like, oh, speak, Steve, speak, give it to him. Like, for real, it was on point, good information. And I really hope that people don't get upset and come back and be like, oh, Steve needs to apologize. Man, nah, forget that. Phil Jackson needs to apologize. For real. Period. But that's all I got for y'all. It is way past my bedtime. It is 10:02. And you know, this girl right here, she be having to go to bed because, I'll tell you what, my energy level just be low. But I feel like it's getting better. Anyways, you know, adjusting to all of the illnesses in my body. But, you know, I believe God for healing. And I believe that that's what's taking place. Yes. And I hope that some of you out there in the listening community will stand firmly in agreement with me. But anyway, even if you don't, it's okay. Because I got a whole slew of prayer warriors. Yes. And I already got people standing in agreement. Yes. Anyway, I hope that y'all have a wonderful night. I hope that you are blessed and continue to be blessed. And I hope that you go out tomorrow and have a good day on purpose, intentionally. You know what I'm saying? Do you show up in your best mood? You know, and don't let nobody take your joy, because listen, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Right? Okay. That's all I got. And that really is my time. It is 10:03. I know I was talking really fast. I hope you guys understood everything that I was saying, but I just had to talk about that because it really got my goat this morning. I was just like, oh my gosh, it really, really fired me up. Had to talk about it at work. Just let the people know. And this is how I feel. And yes, I talk about it in front of white people too. They all be wanting to tell me that, you know, oh, you ain't got to worry about that with us. But you know, you just never know. So you just got to let your position and your stance be known in a very respectful way. Okay? Because you do want to keep your job. So you got to be respectful. You got to be kind. You got to be Christ-like. Always. That is my goal. That is what I strive for each and every day. So when you wake up in the morning, say, Holy Spirit, are you ready? Holy Spirit, activate. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. When you get ready, walk out that door. Say, Jesus, are you ready to go to work? Go before me. This battle is not mine. It is yours, said the Lord. So I need you to go before me. I need you to take care of me. I need you to block anything that is trying to come against me, to hurt me and to harm me. And don't forget to pray for your friends and your family. Okay? Stay safe. Stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith.